There are various customs surrounding the timing of setting up and unveiling a matseva, a grave, on a grave. In Yerushalayim, the custom is to set the monument immediately after Shiva. In many other places, the custom is to wait until the period of the first yahrzeit. Rabbi Akiva Eiger explained the latter custom by pointing out that there is a generally accepted psychological phenomenon that the memory of a departed fades after 12 months. So the monument is not needed as a remembrance until that point in time. From time to time, the Rav Zatzal would point out during his annual Yahrzeit Shir for his father, Rav Moshe Zatzal, that contrary to this psychological principle, as the years have gone by, his longing for his father had not diminished. Indeed, it had increased. What he would have given, said the Rav, to have 15 more minutes with his father to discuss some of the critical issues facing him. What we would give to have 15 minutes with Rav Moreinu Rabbeinu Zatzal to discuss and receive guidance on the new issues that constantly face us. But all we have now is our memories. Today, we reflect our desire and commitment to hold on to these memories, sharing them with those who were not there at the time and not privileged to learn with the Rav directly, reminding those of whose lives we were directly shaped by him of our debt and gratitude. As our chairman pointed out, it is so fitting that we commence this evening in this room, Lampard Auditorium, in our yeshiva, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yisroel Chanan. This room in which we experience what may be the most moving event, indeed, a spiritual experience of the academic year. And that was the annual Yahrzeit Shir presented by the Rav on the day of the Yahrzeit of his father, Rav Moshe Halevi Soloveitchik Zatzal, on Gimel Shvat. I cannot help but feel a wave of nostalgia envelop me as I look back to those days and years almost a lifetime ago. When the Rav in the course of the Shir said, "Ich hab gehört von Vater in Nomen Fuseda," I heard from my father in the name of my grandfather, Reb Chaim. We were figuratively transported back to Chaslovich, where the Rav was brought up, and from there to the brisk of Reb Chaim, and from there to Volozhin, the Mama Yeshiva of the Netziv and Reb Chaim. The Rav personified Torah Sheba'al Peh, its vitality and dynamism, its intellectual excitement and spiritual depth. He also embodied Mesorah. To us, the Rav was the noble messenger of Hashem, whose entire being was a testament to the transmission, preservation, and perpetuation of the Torah. He would say that when giving the shir, he felt that Hillel and Shammai, Abai and Rava, Rashi and Tosfos, the Taz and Shach were present in the room as he explicated the Gemara. And the Rav inspired and encouraged his students to join him in this fellowship of learning. And so we joined the Rav in that special, unique, and exalted fellowship of learning. Rabbi Yonah Reis, Max Grill Dean of the Rabbi Yisroel Chanan Theological Seminary, will moderate the next portion of today's program. While we recognize that we can never attain the level of understanding, of a comprehension, indeed of the spiritual experience of sitting at the Rav's feet, drinking in his Torah, receiving his far-seeing guidance on the critical issues facing the Jew in modern society, We will now embark together on a journey as we reminisce together about the manner in which he taught us both the Torah and the way of life of the B'nai Torah. Let the journey begin.